neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mitzvah Shemitah, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. So in Los Angeles, New York, Miami, we don't have such a thing. So Rabbeinu Ramchal, that is Hilula is today, Zechuto Maron Aleinu, Rav asked, so how come this mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael? How come we don't have it Chutz La'aretz? Sorry?
Because the land is
Kadosh in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So if it's Kadosh, so what does it matter? No, so what's the matter? So you take 1 year off? Well, what has anything to do with it?
The Torah says when you enter the land, then you have to do
Shem. Correct. No, so the question is why only Eretz Yisrael is, see, mezuzah you have to put anywhere you are. Tefillin you have to put on everywhere, kashrut everywhere, anywhere. Shabbat, can you not keep Shabbat in Iran? Can you? Chas v'shalom, you have to keep Shabbat more.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, fine. Yeah, why? Yes, why? 100%, but why?
Chosen land from Hashem. Because it's chosen from Hashem, the land of Israel.
Yes, but the whole Olam belongs to Hashem.
Yeah. It's like if you just say, like, Mitzion, etc.
Okay.
That's the only source that is able to...
Yeah, what is it for us to know that this mitzvah is only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not anywhere else? Why? What do I learn from it? So now, Eretz Yisrael has a title. Sometimes it mentions in Torah, Eretz Zavat Halav Udvash. That's one term, a title that is given to Israel. What other titles are given to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz HaKenani. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Kenan. What does Kenan mean? Hachna'ah. What is Hachna'ah means? Exactly, to bend. So now, Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz that requires bending, humbleness. So now, here it's very interesting. The Ben Ramchal, it goes much deeper than it's really to Malchut and so on. But here, it's a very beautiful message that Shemitah is a matter that has nothing to do with nature. It's above the nature. 1 year, you know, just leave it by itself and not do any production. How could such a thing happen? So now here, the only thing that causes that this land be able to do something above the nature is to be machnia. It goes together. If you're humble, you have such a miracle above the nature. But chutz la'aretz, that you're not humble, you have lots of gava, lots of ego, this mitzvah doesn't happen. Make sense? You understand what happened? Yes? Yeah? You understand what happened?
Not really.
But it's too complicated?
Yes.
One more time. Eretz Yisrael has a title that is called to be motivaze, forutan, humble. So that this mitzvah is only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So mitzvah shemitah is not an easy mitzvah. It's not like that you pay $500, $1,000 for tefillin and that's it. $26, $52 for mezuzah and that's it. This needs lots of
emunah.
Patience, emunah, coping. That it's going to be okay. So how you can handle such a thing? Because Eretz Yisrael, because it's an Eretz that is called Kenan, that it has the quality of being machnia, to be humble. So Hashem brings about such a miracle. So that means if you're humble, Hashem will do a miracle for you, above the nature. But if you're not humble, if you had the other one, what's the other one called? Chazak Baruch. Yeah. Then the miracle doesn't happen. See, sometimes people say, He got Amai Shasa Gidim. You know what that is? You know what Shasa Gidim means? 365 Gidim. You know what Gidim means? Nerves. Say, so he got Amai Nerves. Why do they say such a thing? Why? I'm sorry? No, because when people aggravate you, right? Yes? Yeah, they cause a stress for you that you don't expect. Why? Because you expect, you know. Why? Because you're not humble. That's the problem. And then people cause stress, bothersome. Happened to be a story about a person who ran into the king. So the king asked him, who are you? So I'm a melech. So what? You're a melech? You're a king? So yes. So what are you talking about? I'm the melech. Everybody knows I'm a melech. He said, yes. You are the king of the land. I'm a king over myself. Which is greater? King of over yourself. As Shlomo HaMelech Rav Shalom says, if you go and conquer even North Korea, if you take over Japan, Asia, all over, but if you cannot control over yourself, you have done nothing. You wasted your time. The real warrior is that be able to rule over himself. That's a real melech. The other one is melech olabi. Fake. Jali. The real warrior, the real pahlavan, and not the pambe, is the one that is rule over himself. And that's what exactly it is. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kenan. What does it mean? To machnia, to not have gava. Yes, exactly. Hazaka Baruch. Yeah. So Hashem is like, you know, and he said, Nisim, Veniflaot, Bazad Hashem, Chus Vinateva, Yeshuot, the Kolam Israel. Koilan is Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilan is Shomon, is Shomosheli. Koilan is Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilan is Shomon, is Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.